following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello there.
Hi.
Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Happy December 1st.
December 1st. Hey.
First day of December.
Which, you know what? Here's the interesting thing. Yes, we do have our tree up. And we did that, you did that, really, right after Thanksgiving. We waited till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we do that as a way to prepare our home for the celebration of Christmas.
Of Christ's birth.
Christ's birth.
Christ's birthday.
Christ's birthday. Miss.
Celebration.
Celebration. And so we did that, and here we are. We sit, and here's one of the things I had a memory of. Was when I was younger, I went to a Lutheran church and a Methodist church, as I've said 100,000 times. So everyone's like, we know that, Jeff. But also, I remember very clearly that there was an Advent wreath. And some people are like, I don't know what an Advent wreath is. But basically, it was a wreath usually made out of somewhat like Christmas tree evergreens. And there were four candles on the outside of the wreath. It was a wreath. And there was usually a Christmas candle or a Christmas Eve candle right in the middle of that wreath. And every week leading up to Christmas, we would have a family in the church get up, light one of those candles. If it was week one, it was candle one. Week two, candle two. And so on and so forth. And they would read a Bible passage. And it would just be a way for everyone in the church together to begin to think about what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie.
And so it was just a good reminder. And it was a way that the church would begin to prepare their hearts for what Christmas was truly all about. And actually, Advent started this last Sunday. So that would have been week number one. And so Bethany has a Bible passage. We don't have a Advent wreath yet, but we may get one here soon. I actually, when I was a high school youth pastor, used to do it with our high schoolers.
That's right.
And we'd have the high schoolers come up, and if they had families, they would come together and they would read a passage. But it was just a way really
preparing. Anticipation.
Yeah. Because things get crazy in the season, and we need these reminders built in.
Yeah.
We have Advent our calendars.
Calendars. Chocolate Advent.
Chocolate.
It's a little bit different, but.
We have a Lego one too.
We do.
Somewhere.
I think all the pieces are missing.
But Bethany has a passage for us today to put us into that Christmas mindset.
Okay. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Anticipation.
Anticipation. Excitement.
You're going to find your Savior.
Preparation.
Preparation.
Building.
Building.
Yes.
And fear.
And some fear.
Because an angel isn't standing in front of you. That's scary.
That is scary. And one last thing before we go. We have some books about Christmas here. And this book in particular has some key voices. And we just wanted to see if you knew who this voice was. So let's see if you can guess whose voice this is.
This is a story of impossible things, of a baby and angels, of shepherds and kings. And though it...
Or this voice.
From a poor, humble stable came a new baby's cry from the prayers of his parents as joy filled their eyes. His mother looked down.
So that's what we have going on here in the Wilson home to prepare ourselves for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I guess I'd ask you that question. What have you done and what are you doing to prepare yourself for just remembering in this season who Christ is in our lives and the amazing reality that he came for us?
Mm-hmm.
So be thinking of that. Maybe build some things into your month. And we'll see you next Wilson Wednesday, maybe with an Advent wreath. Yes.
Yeah.
Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.